Fuck You Dad.
Is this recording right now?
Yeah, we're rolling.
Because this feels like a married couple. It's like, do you want to make the move or should I make the move? Like, this feels like a loveless marriage.
Either somebody, both of us are just like, both tired.
It's been like 6 months we haven't had sex, and like, do you want to do it or should I do it? And then we're both like, or do you just want to go to bed? And we both look at each other and like, now that makes me come. Like, that's how I feel right. That was the most loveless start to, welcome to Fuck You Dad, everybody. Jesus fucking Christ.
2022, happy new year, happy holidays.
That's the energy of 2022. It's like,
I think so. Everyone's,
do you
want to
do it or should I? And you're like, no. The energy of 2022 is like when you're lifting something heavy and you're like, do I really need this? And you drop it and you're like, no.
No, I don't. Yeah. Well, we can just go back inside.
fuck this UPS package.
That is kind of, I mean, I didn't have a great start.
You didn't have a great life, period. But yeah, no. You didn't have a great start to this year also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but I can't remember any year. I can't remember the start of any year. Like, I can't be like, have you thought of a year that was like, oh, that was a great start, and then it kept on being good?
Well, no, because life's a nightmare. Yeah. But yeah, but yeah, that's a stupid question. Please ask again.
Like, I don't know. I think it's good to start. I think that's why everyone gets blasted on New Year's Eve, because it's good to start just hungover, level one.
Right. Let's do it all again.
Exactly.
Let's start in the worst place possible, which is bank account empty, hungover.
Yeah.
And then tell myself that I'm going to be the best version of myself 8 hours from now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Did you make any resolutions? New Year's resolutions?
Not really. I'm kind of just like, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Let's just keep this ball rolling. I'm in a good place. Let's just keep. I think it's dumb where everyone's like, you know, imagine if you're like a drunk, you're like making your family cry. You're like, but it's October.
Yeah,
I can't,
no,
get my,
I know,
I can't get my,
I know it's,
I can't
it
get my
dumb
shit together until, yeah, New Year's. Everyone's like, well, this year I want to, you know, I want you people to subscribe to the fucking Patreon. That's what I want.
Yeah, that's
true.
That's
my resolution.
That is true. Yeah. For 2022, my resolution is to make more of you physically sign up for the Patreon.
I won't go Sopranos and show up and be like, it'd be a real shame if somewhere to have in that car outside.
You like the episodes every
week?
Yeah. You like those episodes? Well, they could stop.
Yeah, yeah.
They could stop. It's like protection.
It's a protection for our bank account, for sure.
I'm trying to think of resolutions I got.
Yeah, just goals in general must be tough for you.
Yeah, I've never been a goal guy.
I mean, I could tell.
I mean, goals are bad because they don't happen all the time, and then you feel worse. You know, and then you're like, well, why did I fucking think I was going to do that?
Yeah, it's true. Hope, and it could be poisonous. Hear me out. You could have a goal and then accomplish it. It's crazy. It's been done.
Yeah, you're right. It has been done.
It's been done.
It has been done. I mean, you know what I really got to stop with?
What?
I got to stop over wiping 2022.
We're talking about your asshole 3 minutes into the pod right now. Is this what's going on? This is the direction you take the pod in? I don't know if this is a bit. I don't know if the man's trying to do a bit to me right now.
No, it's a serious thing.
I haven't seen you in a couple weeks, and your asshole is the first topic of
conversation. Yeah, man. Well, okay, well, I had a weird holiday, so it's, you know, it's been that kind of, I've had a lot of time alone in a room.
And out of all of the things.
Out of all the things I picked, yeah, over wiping. Because I do over wipe.
I saw you at 11 a.m. on Instagram playing poke. And you think your biggest problem is over wiping?
That's
I also tried to hang out with you in Minneapolis. It was like 4 o'clock, and you're like, I'm sorry, I'm too drunk with my girlfriend. And your biggest problem is over wiping. Your biggest issue in life is over wiping?
I was playing bingo.
Oh, well, say no more. I mean, as you do.
And I got too drunk to, I wasn't.
That's literally like when you're
an Uber.
That's like when an 80-year-old grandpa was, I was playing bingo, the boys were over.
That's what you do in Minnesota. It's so fucking cold. You get old. And
no, I understand. Listen, I've been living in the Midwest for a while. You just drink and then you drink.
And it was negative temperatures. Negative temperatures is like when you get outside. I remember.
It is literal pain.
I was scraping ice off my car and I was screaming "fuck."
It's literal.
Like that's what you go through.
Actual pain. Yeah.
Like you really question every. You're like, I shouldn't be here. What do I need to do to get out of here?
No, it's every fiber of your being is trying to escape.
Yeah.
And someone's like, "Nah, it's the winner to build character," and you're like, "You're the dumbest person alive."
But yeah, dude, it's just so much wiping, and I get to blood.
You're trying to.
it gets bloody.
All right, let's. Is there anything else that happened to you besides over wiping? towards the end of the year, because you're oversharing and overwiping, and quite honestly, I don't want anything to do with it. I'm stopping the asshole conversation right now.
I think that's really it for 2022, dude.
No, I'm talking about end of 2021. Is there anything that happened to you that is...
Oh, is there anything that happened to you? Well, yeah, obviously, I mean, like, everyone who's cool in this country, I got COVID.
You got COVID.
I got COVID. Okay, here's the whole situation. So, I might have been patient zero in this whole new wave.
I mean, it feels like it.
I might have done it.
My phone was blowing up with people who said they had COVID. Like, I attended, like, a group orgy, and everyone had gonorrhea. It was like, I had COVID. And the most distressing was you, because we had just been together for 2 days.
We had, yeah.
I was passed out in your car.
Yeah.
And that was closest as someone could get.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I have COVID. So I was like, but I felt 110%. I actually felt better. I actually felt abs coming in that day. So I felt even...
I think it's all... Everyone's negative energy. This always happens with Kenyon. When everyone's sad, he levels up. You like absorb all the souls of sadness and you're like, oh, well, I'm great. I met somebody and, you know, it's Christmas, you know. I fucking... Santino's getting weird. I'm looking cool. Everything's on the up and up.
Yeah. Truly, though, because... So I was exposed to you. I feel fine. Get a rapid test. Don't have COVID. Yeah. Get four more, still don't have COVID.
By the way, you know how sad it is when someone was like, I was exposed to you? Like, like I'm some sort of, like...
Yeah, it sounds like you're a sex offender.
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds like you were in a park and you exposed yourself to children. I'm just saying, minding my own business, that Nick exposed himself
to
me.
Yeah.
Breathe it all down my face.
I was exposed to the disease that is Nick.
Yeah.
But, so that Sunday... Was it Sunday? Yeah, because we did the shows Friday, Saturday in Milwaukee. Shout out Milwaukee.
Laughing Tap, great club.
Great club.
You gave Nick COVID, but great club.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
I don't know where I... Anyway, I think I got it from you, but you're like... Your genetics are too fucking, like, cutthroat.
I do think with the Moderna... Again, the Moderna, I've been exposed to COVID 4 times, never got it, never felt sick, never tested positive... And I just think I have a fucking bulletproof vest in my immune system, and it just snipes these fuckers.
Cut to, I bet tomorrow you're going to be
I have 118 fever. Tomorrow I'm actually, I am the...
You're like, hey, anybody who's been around me,
yeah.
Fuck.
It's the most annoying status to make. I feel like when I get sick, I'm just going to politely retreat.
I was lucky that the only people that I might have exposed was literally you.
Oh, right.
By the
and
time
I was fine.
Yeah. So I was like, I only have to hit up one person because I...
It was an awkward text.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm
going to
say it was an awkward vibe with the text. Just like I was...
Well, it was an awkward vibe in the house. There was I start not feeling well. I drive myself to Minneapolis because we're flying back to North Carolina to see my family. Mm-hmm. And I start not feeling good. We get to the hotel that night. I'm like, okay, maybe I could just have like a regular thing. Like, let's just try to sleep it off. I wake up at like 4 a.m. I'm like sweaty and like have a sore throat.
Yeah, that's when you know you're fucked.
I'm like, I'm pretty fucked. Yeah. So I called my mom and I was like, Mom, I got a sore throat, blah, blah, blah. And she's kind of like about to respond. She's like, oh, you don't feel good. And then she was about to say something, and then you know how you can hear somebody who's not on the phone in the back? So I hear, obviously, my dad. This is at, by the way, like 5 a.m, North Carolina time.
Your dad's just ready to go.
Both of my parents are such psychos, I knew both of them were awake at 5 a.m. Because they both are like, can't sleep. Because they're on like 6 different prescriptions. So
it's not even you woke them up. They're just upstairs. Your dad's online gambling in the robe.
100% mom, watching horse racing. Yes.
No, your mom's, God knows what your mom's doing. Some other darkness. But,
Probably playing shit on her iPad.
These are just weird.
And
above it.
Silence. And they don't sit on the same piece of furniture either.
No, that's not how being married works.
Two different pieces of
furniture. Yeah, marriage is a long-distance relationship in the same house.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're like, do you want to have dinner next week? They're like, yeah. Yeah, I think I can
I'll think about it.
Yeah.
Put it in the schedule.
So my dad just screams, you don't have bloody COVID! For fuck's sake, get on the plane! And that did make me feel better. I tell you what.
I wish I had an angry British man whenever I had some self-doubt or was worried.
Oh, man.
They would just go in. Just be like, you can do it. Believe in yourself, lad. quit being a puss.
It's also the other way. Like, that's why the colonies paid taxes for so long, is because they were just British and angry. They were like, pay! And you're like, okay, fine.
Yeah, there's something about that accent angry. You're like, all right.
Yeah, they know better than
it
me.
It really feels like
you're right.
It's a very fatherly accent.
It is, yeah. Especially when it's your dad. But yeah, so I was like, okay, I guess, like, should I try to get tested? And then my dad's like, fuck getting tested. You don't need to get tested. Nobody cares. Nobody fucking cares. I've got my shots. Your mother's got your shots. You're coming home for Christmas.
I do love this, like, just blunt, like, no one's ruining Christmas. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like,
COVID took a year for me. You come over. We all get sick. We all get sick. Like, who gives a flying fuck?
That was literally his argument, which... Yeah. To me, it seemed insane at the time.
Yeah, it is. I mean, would you take the last year where it's like, the death numbers today are, you know, I mean, it's a little wild for your elderly father to be like,
Here's the thing. Just come
over and cough in my mouth, son.
My dad is so pro-vaccine, it turned him into a Republican. I don't know how it worked.
He's just sort of like, if you didn't get it, you're stupid and you deserve to die.
Literally, he's so pro-vaccine, he's like, COVID doesn't exist anymore. He's like, we're all vaccinated. Like, anybody who has a brain is vaccinated, so it doesn't exist. We shouldn't care about it.
He's not wrong.
The problem is it's not wrong
because you're like, yeah, it's like, yeah, if you get it, it's not going to be a problem. But also, if we got it, it was never really like us we were concerned about.
Yeah, but he's totally flipped now. He's insane. I mean, there's more insanity to come. So I'm just like, okay, I guess I'll just double mask up.
And also, you're getting in the airport with, like, you feeling sick recently? And you got the running nose, and you look like you're literally, like the cops are questioning you coming from a drug deal.
Yeah,
coke is falling out of your pocket.
I felt more worried about them, like, having one of those temperature guns at the security thing than them finding my weed.
Why?
I was like, I hope they don't take my temperature.
In my head, I'm like, they should probably do that.
we get that before we go and eat at Chili's. They're like, let me gun your head.
At Chili's, they're about to just open my butthole and ask what my social security number is these days. TSA's just really worried about lotion. TSA, I flew today. These fuckers were acting like my lotion was just uranium that I smuggled in or something.
It is. It's going to blow up the bomb.
This lotion that's never been used in a bomb. Also, B, who cares about bombs? No one cares about bombs. Bombs are done.
Also, if I saw a guy, like, put lotion on his hands and then clap and there was an explosion, good for you. You won the plane.
Yeah, that's
incredible.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
That's, like, super cool.
Yeah, that's James Bond level shit.
Yeah.
You get to kill me.
Yeah.
Congrats. That's better than dying with fucking anything. Dying without a gadget is way worse than dying with a gadget.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and reluctantly agree that that's true, but I don't know how much merit.
It was a throwaway comment.
Yeah,
I'm going back to my story.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, okay.
So I double mask up. I'm like taking Advil. I feel okay after I take Advil, but it's still like not good.
Yeah.
And then like I like trudge my way in.
How does your girlfriend feel about this? You're like, oh, you're patient zero, but that's fine.
No, she doesn't feel great. I mean, she's not sick, but she's like...
It's coming.
Just being, yeah, like knowing, I'm probably going to feel sick.
It's like the opener to sickness.
And I'm not fun to be around when I'm sick. Like, I'm like a whiny little bitch.
Yeah.
But some people just kind of muscle their way through it and they're like,
I turn it into a little sad vacation.
Yeah?
You just throw on TV.
You get gloomy?
I don't get gloomy. I have spent a lot of my life depressed and indoors, so I know how to deal with. Do like when I got the vaccine.
Just lock it up.
When I got the vaccine, I got the flu shot, got my Modern boost.
Yeah.
I was sick as fuck, and I was just like, "We're gonna watch Dope Sick. Sit in my room for 2 days."
Yeah.
And then you binge watch a bunch of shit. You sit in your pajamas and you just fully don't care about anything for 2 days. You know.
Good for you for being able to turn off the tap. Because me, I like to real if I try to do 2 days of that, I'm like. We could go for a whole week.
No, that's when you. Oh, you're saying you get too used to being sad.
Oh yeah.
Well, I want to live my life, and that's the fundamental difference between the two of us. But I can settle like if during quarantine, like you gotta stay inside. I'm like, all right, you told me activate middle school.
Yeah.
And I was just like, throw on the TV.
Yeah.
We got beer now. That'll help. Popcorn. Boom. We're ready to go. You won't hear from me for a minute.
Some emo punk music.
Boom.
Emo punk music will make me stay inside for 2 days.
Emo punk music will make you stay inside for a month and question ever seeing the sun, for sure.
So you know, but she's just taking care of me, because when I'm sick, I'm just whiny. I'm always like, I don't feel good. Like, I'm that guy, like, every, like, 15 minutes.
You're 27?
Yeah, yeah, I'm 27.
Yeah.
I wanted to drink at the airport, honestly, but Kelly was like, no, get a Gatorade. And I was like, I feel like if I get drunk, like, I
That's
can get
like
through this.
That's, like, the worst idea that I've ever heard in my entire life. You're like, well, alcohol helps me get through all the other things that I don't like. Why wouldn't it help me get through sickness? Let me damage my body in its time of need.
Yeah, let me just shut down some of these things that are, like, working overtime to try to
get
rid of this.
Try to stop this.
This fucking man-made bioweapon, dude. So I get back home. I take a rapid COVID test. It's negative.
Oh, interesting.
So we're living it up. Like,
it's
then
fine.
I'm like,
just
oh,
the flu.
Bring on the beer. Bring on the, I think my mom made something. We all sat down for dinner. We're like, ah, yeah, fuck COVID, blah, blah, blah. The next night, we wait 24 hours. I take another test. Very positive.
Aggressively positive.
Like, extremely
just the
positive.
Two lines in your face.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
So I'm like, fuck. Because I'm like doing it in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do I do this? Do I try to make it fun still? Or do I come out like gloomy?
Oh, because at this point, you're the only person who knows.
Yeah.
Well, that's just a heavy burden to carry.
Yeah. Part of me
that's
was
how
like,
I felt when I was taking the test after seeing you, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I was like, I took like two, and I'm like, negative.
Because I was like, there's no way Kenyon won't be positive. We were in that car.
Well, I thought that, but I felt great.
Yeah.
And I was like, negative. Go carpool with two other comics, visit my girlfriend. Negative. I take two tests one day, both negative. I feel super good about it. And then like 3 days later, nobody got sick. And I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, we won.
God, you're Modern. A beast. You're a beast.
It's a Modern commercial, dude.
But yeah, I felt like a 15-year-old like Catholic girl who, it's the pregnancy test, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, because you got to go out and deliver the news, and you've forsaken, you've ruined Christmas.
And my dad freaked out over the phone with me just suggesting that I might have had
it. So now you got to go and prove your dad wrong, which I imagine he'd be more mad about than the COVID.
Yeah, he doesn't like being wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, the wrong thing wouldn't stick well.
No. So I was like, this is really bad. I think I'm going to try to just, I think I'm going to try to do it in like a light mood at first. So I was like, maybe if I like give it some tunes, you know, give it some song, some sing song.
So you went out and just sung, I have COVID, lock the doors, close the closets, I have COVID, COVID.
I walked out of the bathroom and my mom goes, what is it? And I whipped it out and I go, it's a positive
test.
No, you didn't. I did.
Oh my God.
And I thought,
did that bomb as hard as it deserved to?
Yeah.
No one laughed.
No. My mom goes, what? And I was like, oh, it's positive.
You and, sung, people were disappointed in you, and then you had to go, it's positive.
And my dad looks at my mom's reaction, because my mom goes, oh my God. Like, she's like freaking out. She goes, oh, what are we going to do? We got to tell everybody. And my dad goes, no, you don't. Like, at first he got like, seriously, he was like, why are we even doing this? It's stupid. Throw it out the window. Like, it was like a bloody knife, and there was a corpse on the ground. He was just like, get rid of it.
Yeah. Throw it away. Nobody needs to do it. We're all men here. We can all keep a secret.
And my mom goes, no, we can't do that because we have people coming. And my dad is like, you know what? I'm sick of this shit. And he grabs me. He grabs my face and kisses me on the lips. This is the first time he's kissed me since I was a child.
How does it feel that the only way your dad gives you affection is to aggressively prove a point?
Oh, that totally makes sense. Yeah, I feel like that was why he kissed me when I was still a child.
It was just to prove a point.
To prove some point, my mom's like, you know, you've never kissed him. Yeah, and he goes, oh, fuck, I kissed my son. You think I won't kiss my son? That was the last time he did
it. Dad came up and that... That must have felt real weird.
Yeah, extremely weird. Because I was like, what? Because I didn't want him to do it for so many reasons. I was like, one,
there's
I have COVID.
Layer on layer.
I don't
want to
give my dad
weird.
COVID. Two,
that's,
I don't want to kiss you whatsoever.
Yeah, not even a little bit.
And I felt the beard on, like the stubble. And
I mean, if some more action away from being a traumatic memory.
Yeah.
Like, we're sitting in a therapist's office and being like, and then where did he touch it? You know what I mean? Like, that's where we're going with this.
But, you know, I had to pull it off. Like, oh, yeah, thanks, Dad, for doing that. My girlfriend was very upset. Mm-hmm. Very upset. Because, you know, what are we going to do? So, after that, you know, and then the next day, Kelly started feeling sick. So, we just boarded up upstairs. Like, we just stayed upstairs for, like, three straight days.
Weird.
until Christmas. And yeah, that...
That's a weird energy.
You ever see those, like, 50s detective movies where they're just staring out of windows with, like, blinds that are, like, shuttered and the light is coming? That's what we were doing. I was just, like, chuffing on this weed vape that I bought and just staring out the window, like...
Plus, you're locked up in the upstairs of your parents' house, like, you've been aggressively grounded.
Oh, yeah.
It's three days before the merriest time of the year.
Yeah, and we can just hear my parents fighting, like, on small volume downstairs the whole time. About just random stuff like, did you get butter? No, you didn't put butter on the list. Well, you always get butter. I'm like, we gotta get the fuck out of here, but we can't because we have fucking COVID.
Oh, my God.
And that was Christmas. That was my Christmas.
That's how Christmas passed.
I mean, yeah, we had people... There was people that my
Oh, so you guys sat boarded up upstairs like literal lepers.
Literal lepers, yeah. I mean...
For Christmas.
Actual Christmas towards the end, because that was like our third... I started feeling no symptoms, and she started feeling better. We like went down for dinner and like opened presents or whatever, but we were still like trying to keep our distance. Stay away from them. Luckily, I mean, North Carolina was so warm, you can open up all the doors and stuff, right. So we had fresh air. No one else got COVID.
Oh, that's kind of
great. Yeah, so we did the correct things, you know what I'm saying? And my dad didn't feel shit. I don't know what's going on. I didn't give you COVID. The only people I gave COVID was Kelly. Not you,
so
not
this,
my dad
this
who
new
kissed
COVID.
Me.
It's, you have to, like...
It attacks the ones you really love.
You have to make it to, like, second to third base to get COVID.
It only attacks the people you truly love, which is why none of my family got it.
Yeah.
Only Kelly. And,
It's a very, very sweet thing you threw in the middle of the pot there.
It's not really sweet,
if you
look at it. I mean,
You didn't love your dad, but also it's fuck you, dad. We kind of assumed you didn't really love your dad. It'd be kind of weird if you did, you know? So, I mean, but you're just, yeah, you're like, oh, it only affected the people you love. That's why my girlfriend got sick. And I'm like, oh, man.
It's pretty sweet.
That is. It's a little poem right there in the little pod.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I didn't get it, so I'm personally offended. But, yeah, fuck you, dude.
That was the other point.
I don't need your fucking COVID. I don't need you. Piece of shit. I'll get COVID from someone who loves me.
You will. You will get it.
I think this boost,
everyone's getting
this Modern.
That
is
doesn't
so
keep
strong.
You from getting it. That just keeps you from not getting sick, though.
No. But I've been exposed so many times.
I exposed you personally.
Personally, and I didn't.
And
get
I did some weird shit when you were passed out too. I was like sticking my fingers in my mouth and sticking them in yours. Like I was doing crazy stuff.
Right. You know. I know we're just joking for the pod, but if you really did that, I would kill you. So that's. Well, that's fucking. That's a wild way to bring in Christmas. Just boarded up upstairs.
Yeah. What did you get up to?
Well, so let's cycle back because I haven't been on the pod in a while.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving
time.
Last time I saw my father, week after.
Yeah.
As I said earlier in the pod, my dad got $21,000.
That's true.
Because someone rear-ended me in a car that he owns, that my grandmother gave
money.
To him. Big money.
Big money.
So I'm first time seeing my dad since this 21K.
Uh-huh.
Dad pulls up.
Oh, my God.
$30,000 Honda Ioniq.
Oh, okay.
2021.
Nice car.
Pulls up in it.
Does he have any shoes on?
No. Well, here, let's listen to how this progresses.
Okay.
So, I'm like, fucking nice car. How did you? It's $30,000. Only got the 21K. I'm like, how the fuck did you afford this car? He's like, well, I just went in there. I didn't tell him how much I made. I told him how much I want to make. Which is the most amazing.
Wait, the car dealership?
He went to the car dealership. And when they asked him, like, for pay stubs and stuff, he was like, I told him how much money I want to make once I get this new car. Which is... The most insane scumbag thing I've ever... I mean, he just straight up lied. I mean, the man delivers a sandwich every other week. And he just said, well, with this new car, I'm going to be making enough money to afford payments on a $30,000 2021 car.
Yeah, that makes sense. Does he just deliver Uber Eats like 50, 60, 70 hours a week?
No!
Does he just live in the car?
My dad delivers Uber Eats like you give a shit about your life. Like, it's so... occasional, like my dad, he does it like just to make sure the app works like every other week or something.
Yeah,
because he's chilling a lot. I know he's chilling a lot. I don't even know what he's up to because I don't live there anymore. But
okay.
And then I'm like, he's like, yeah, I only had to put like $1,000 down. And I was just like, what have you been doing? How much do you have left? He's like, I got like 9 G's. This is like 2 months after he got 21,000. I'm like, what did you do with the rest of the money? He just goes, I don't know, life, man.
That's bad.
Like, first off. 2 months, $9,000. That's trip to Europe money. That's ball out. We went across the world. We went on cruises. We did the, I mean, $9,000, 2 months. He's been living in Durham, North Carolina for 2 months, and he somehow blew $9,000. There was no gold rims on his car.
Yeah.
The same shirt. We're going to fucking, we're going to eat only appetizers at the Cracker Barrel. Do you understand? I don't know what he's, I don't know if he has a gambling problem, drugs. I don't know what's happening. But the man blew.
You gotta get some receipts.
Yeah, the man
blew. You gotta get some receipts.
$10,000, 6 months.
I'm concerned. I'm also fascinated.
Oh, I mean, that's the level I am with my dad. It's not, there's such a detachment where I'm like, well, how does this work? Just tell me what's going on. $9,000, 2 months.
This gambling, I could understand.
$30,000 Honda. It's not gambling. What it is very impulsive, very stupid decisions.
I just want him to be like, I spent a lot of money on a Rux Goldberg machine, and it's out back. Like,
I mean,
I want one
that,
of those.
That is more in line of his behavior. It's like a Rube Goldberg, like a hamster pushes the thing, and then Santino cries or whatever. But like, that is what is in line with his thinking. But so also, while we're at this dinner, he says he doesn't even like the Honda Ioniq. He wants to trade it in for a Tesla.
Oh, the natural progression of someone who delivers Uber Eats.
Right. I mean, imagine ordering Uber Eats. Imagine ordering a $3.99 burrito. And then a Tesla pulls up.
Hey, here's the thing. I didn't deliver your food. I delivered what you want.
You would feel like it was you from the future. If a Tesla showed up, it would feel like you from the future. You'd be like, Nick, you are destined to take down the cyborgs. Like,
no,
that's
it's
what...
like, this is a bomb. This is some sort of attack.
Yeah, it's a hidden camera prank show. That's what the Tesla pulling up to deliver. And I said, listen, the car's going to get repossessed anyway. Let's go Ferrari. Let's go Lamborghini.
Yeah,
who cares?
You only
got a month till they're taking the car. Like, live your dreams. Live your truth. The car's going.
Yeah, the other $9,000 should just be a down payment on some other car that it's going to go away in 2 weeks.
Just go crazy. If we're pissing away money, have a good old piss party.
Yeah.
Or Kelly and this bitch. You know what I mean?
Get the capuchin monkey back.
Get the monkey. Get the musician. Get the whole thing.
The magician should have came back for Christmas. He really
Yeah, he should have made a repeated appearance. Came back. Made all my dad's money disappear. That's what he should have done. And also, as another turn of events, my dad has recently gotten into a car accident in his car. He's completely fine, but apparently he went to pick up my brother, and then the window was, like, broken, and the side was all fucked up, and he was just like, yeah, you know, and he, like, tried to paint it was, like, the other guy's fault, but I guess what happened is he, like, clearly turned into a truck, and he's, like, fucked.
Oh, my God.
And just, like, fucked up a car. So that's the brain I inherited. If anyone's ever like, why are
Wait,
you not doing
does
well?
He own the car that's fucked
no,
up?
No, he doesn't own the car.
It's
only...
leased, right? Or is
no,
it
it's like...
like
a payment thing, dude. He's got to pay on it for, okay. He's like, he was, what's he say, he said... whatever, he said it like something months. He's like, that's a fancy way of saying 6 years. So he was supposed to pay that shit off, $1,000 a month.
That's not good.
For six years.
And he still wants to, thinks he can trade it in. Now it's damaged. He's going to trade it in for a Tesla.
This was after the trading in talk, but I'm sure now he wants to trade it in even more. I'm sure now he's like, well, now I deserve the Tesla. I've been through trauma.
Exactly.
And I need to do this. Another thing my dad was talking about, which was the most hilarious insanity. So he put a camera in his room to see if his roommates are breaking in and stealing his stuff.
This is
classic. But the camera
app,
you have to download on your iPhone, and you have to put like personal info and stuff to hook up the camera.
Oh, he doesn't.
And
like
my dad
that.
Is what I do. So he's too paranoid to use the app to have to spy on his roommates, who he's convinced are, like, taking his, like, extra XL t-shirts or whatever the fuck's going on right now. He's too paranoid to use the cameras that he is psychotically convinced are helping him
also,
stop his roommates.
Also, what are the odds he puts in the camera and then immediately, like, after 2 months is like, they're putting cameras in my room. It's like, no, that's your camera.
I'm sure he'll forget about it. I'd be like, that's going to be another event. I'll be like, they're putting it right where I can see him. And they left a receipt with my name on it just to taunt me.
And get this, Kenyon, there's only videos of me sleeping.
Those sick fucks.
Oh, man, that is funny. But we got to go to the Patreon.
We got to get to the Patreon. Guys, support the Patreon. New hot extra app every week. Support the Lincoln Lodge, which is closed right now because of the COVID, but it'll be back soon. Got live shows every week on there. Check out our Instagrams for live dates coming up. It's five. Tell your family. Tell your friends. For the love of God.
Everybody.
I need this. It's 2022. Everybody. This is our fucking year.
Yeah, baby.
All right.